Hello, today, we're diving into a really crucial topic for modern classrooms, differentiation and personalized learning.
Hi James, it's great to be here. This is such an important area, isn't it? The days of one-size-fits-all teaching are really behind us. Now, the focus is on meeting each student where they are, rather than delivering the same content to everyone.
Exactly. And with education shifting towards more individualized, competence-driven approaches, it's not just about high expectations. Teachers have to be flexible, adapting their methods so every learner can thrive.
Right. And that's what today's episode is all about. Practical, classroom-ready techniques that help teachers differentiate their instruction while still maintaining those rigorous standards for all students.
We're grounding this discussion in those 21st century skills we always talk about: learning to learn, critical thinking, collaboration, multiliteracy, digital fluency. The strategies we'll share are meant to be actionable straight away, so you could try them as soon as Monday morning.
Absolutely. And these approaches fit perfectly into the lesson structure we've mentioned in past episodes. Start with motivation, teach clearly, get students active with focused practice, and end with reflection and formative checks.
Let's kick off with assessing readiness and interests. Lisa, what are some quick ways teachers can get a sense of where their students are starting from?
Great question. Quick diagnostic strategies can be a game changer. Things like short quizzes, interest inventories, or even just observing how students tackle a new task. It's all about mapping out those starting points so instruction is targeted, not just guesswork.
That's so practical. I like that it's not about creating mountains of extra work, but using manageable routines. For example, using exit tickets at the end of a lesson gives immediate feedback on who's ready for more challenge and who might need a bit more support.
Exactly. Once you've got a sense of readiness, you can start using things like tiered activities. That means designing tasks at different levels of challenge, so all students are working towards the same goal, but the route they take might differ.
And then there's compacting, which is perfect for students who've already mastered the basics. Instead of repeating content, they can move on to more advanced work or explore topics in greater depth.
Tiered tasks and compacting are brilliant, but choice is also key. That's where choice boards and menus come in. They give students meaningful options, but every choice is still linked to the learning objective, so no one is just off on a tangent.
I love that. It's a bit like giving students a menu at a restaurant. They choose what appeals to them, but everything's nutritious, so to speak. It can be incredibly motivating for learners.
Absolutely. And scaffolding is another essential part of differentiation. You might use prompts, sentence starters, or graphic organizers to support new learners, while gradually fading out that support as they become more confident.
And it's not just about supporting those who struggle. You can extend advanced learners with more open-ended tasks or projects that encourage deeper thinking. The key is that every student is challenged at their level.
We should also mention the importance of formative assessment throughout all of this. Quick checks, peer feedback, brief reflections. These let you adjust instruction in real time, so you're always responding to what students actually need.
And let's not forget technology. Digital tools can make differentiation and personalization more sustainable. Things like online portfolios, adaptive learning apps, or even just regular home-school communication can keep everyone in the loop and support progress.
Family partnerships are so powerful too. Parents often have insights into their child's interests and strengths that can help teachers personalize learning even further.
Maybe we should talk about a practical example. There's a fantastic mixed ability reading lesson that models all these strategies in action. It includes a clear plan, adaptable materials, and built-in assessment checks, so you can implement it straight away.
That's a great point. And remember, differentiation is a craft. It takes time and practice. Both teachers and students usually need several goes at a new routine before it feels fluent.
The main thing is to keep those high expectations explicit. Every variation of a task should require real thinking and visible evidence of learning. No shortcuts.
And don't be afraid to iterate. Try out the templates with one class or unit, collect quick formative data, and then adapt. The goal is to move from understanding these ideas in theory to making them reliable classroom practice.
Exactly. So, to sum up, assess readiness and interests, use tiered activities and compacting, offer choice, scaffold appropriately, and lean on technology and family partnerships. All these steps help ensure every student gets the right challenge and support every lesson.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining us today as we explored differentiation and personalized learning. We hope you've got some actionable ideas to try out straight away.
Be sure to tune in next time for more practical strategies. Until then, happy teaching.